Ishvan.
Yes.
You look stressed out. What's wrong?
Is it that noticeable?
Yes. You have zero poker face.
Well, my concerts are right around the corner.
Yeah, but that's a good thing, right?
It is, but I get nervous. I'm a bit of a worrier.
Okay, well then you're gonna like this. Leprechaun and I have a new segment, and we can help this summer with the podcast and take some of the pressure off you.
Oh man, that would be really nice.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel better, because today I have an extra special announcement to make.
Is it about the special appearances you were telling me about?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great. Here, let me start to help right now. Alex, can you please start today's show?
Welcome, listeners, to Ishvan's Imaginary Podcast. Today's show starts in
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, it's a podcast. Another podcast, Ishvan's Imaginary Podcast. Ishvan's Imaginary Podcast. Ishvan's Imaginary Podcast.
Woo! All right. Sorry I'm late. Toby, did you tell him about our segment? I mentioned it, but I didn't go into details. Maybe you could tell him. Oh, good idea. I'll do it. I know how to influence people with my winning personality.
Wait, hang on. First, how about we say hello to our listeners? And again, I have some nice news to share as well.
Oh, my deepest apologies, lad. I'm just excited is all. See, Toby, I'm buttering him up. I've got him in the palm of my hand.
I can totally hear you. All right. Hello, everyone. And thanks, as always, for tuning into the show. Now, as I was saying at the top of the podcast, I get a little nervous prior to my concert season.
Now that is interesting and a little surprising, because you have done literally hundreds of concerts. One would think nervousness would no longer be a concern. Oh yeah, and you're one of the most compelling performers out there. You never seem nervous. See, Toby, you play to their ego and the world is yours. Oh, you heard that too, huh?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
All right, well, thanks anyway. But you can play a million shows, and that doesn't make weather any less unpredictable, or stop gear from malfunctioning, or your voice from going out. There is no shortage of devious little things waiting to mess you up out on the road, which is what makes me nervous, and why I also love it here at the podcast, where we control our destiny, and I can wear sweatpants, and no one is the wiser.
Yeah, I think those sweatpants are a form of disaster of their own. Time for a new pair, buddy.
True enough. But other than the condition of my sweatpants, I wanted to share with everyone that adds both excitement and a bit of nervousness to my life is a new series of shows that I will be adding to the calendar.
Oh my gosh, is it official?
It is.
Oh, awesome.
You guys, I'm happy to announce that WTTW, Chicago's PBS channel, has invited me to perform as the musical component to their various different outreach events.
Oh, congratulations! Now, I'm being very sincere here. I think that is a brilliant and wonderful partnership.
You know what? I agree. Channel 11, as I refer to it, is something that I've watched since I was little. And it's a huge influence on so much of what I do at my concerts and in the things that I film and record. And I mean, this podcast is a great example of their influence on me. So it's very cool.
It's fun. Do you have any dates yet?
I do, but the first shows are special events geared towards hand-chosen places, more like private events. But as soon as the other shows get booked, I will share them.
Oh my goodness. I'm so happy for you, lad. This is obviously all thanks to me and the good luck spells I've cast on you all these years. Now, no need to thank me. It's all in a day's work for the world's greatest leprechaun. But if you did want to thank me, I wouldn't say no to a large Slurpee from 7-Eleven each night this week.
Oh, yeah, leprechaun, ask for two so I could have one.
Make it two Slurpees, lad.
Okay. All right, I'm sure your influence helped broker this musical merger, but I like to think it has something to do with my efforts and how nice everyone is at the station. It's also why I'm extra stressed out, because I now have even more dates added to my already hectic and demanding schedule.
Oh, well then this is perfect timing, because me and Leprechaun have a new segment to show you that can really help. Yeah, you're gonna love it. It's great. And when it catches on like wildfire, it can be a regular feature on the podcast, which will take some of the workload off of you, boy.
Sounds good to me. I can't wait to see what you guys have prepared. But before you debut your thing, let's play a song.
Oh, fine.
Okay, guys, in addition to these new developments, I just got the second pass of the New Kids record I'll be releasing later this year. And I'd like to share one of my favorites for the first time. It is the official version of my song, Frederick the Alligator. Now, I play this live to allow kids to play colored bells, bells that challenged me to write the song. But because you can't show bells, you know, on a recording, I had to approach it differently. I'll also post the video I made when I first wrote this song to show just how different the album version is. Alex, can you please play the mastered version of Frederick the Alligator?
It would be my pleasure. Here is Frederick the Alligator from Ishvan's forthcoming album, Flaky Pastry.
I know a guy, I'm not gonna lie, like you've never seen. He was scaly and scary. He liked to take naps, he was totally green. He liked to wear his favorite vest every day of the week. But it started to tear from all of that wear. It even started to shrink. So we went to the store so he could buy more than he would have to. The man at the store said, "How can I help? What can I get for you?"
So Fred said, "Sir, can you get me a vest?" And the man said, "No, I mean yes. But before I do, let me put you to the test.
Would you like me to get one in orange? Or would you like me to get one in blue? Or would you like me to get one in yellow? Yes, what would you like me to do? My name is Frederick, I'm a sleepy alligator. My name is Frederick, you can call me Fred. My name is Frederick, I'm a sleepy alligator. I love to take naps and my favorite color is red.
But now that you mention it,
I'd love to have one in orange. I'd like to have one in blue. I'd like to have one in yellow. Get me one in red, too. 'Cause my name is Frederick, I'm a sleepy alligator. My name is Frederick, you can call me Fred. My name is Frederick, I'm a sleepy alligator. All the shopping's made me tired, so I want to go to bed.
Just say it, he'll understand. But I don't know what it means. Is it complimentary? Yes, just say it. Hey, Ishvan, that song really slaps.
Oh, all right, thank you. Did you really like it?
I do, but Toby made me say slaps. I don't know what it means. The song sounds great. Yeah, I can't wait to hear the whole thing.
Well, thanks. Soon enough. And like I said, we'll share all the songs right here on the podcast as we lead up to the official release. We'll also hopefully have some fun videos to accompany some of the songs, too. Well, I made you guys wait long enough. I think it is high time for you guys to dazzle everyone with your new segment.
Oh, jeez, where's my paper?
Here,
not
here.
Prepared.
Here,
just remember to wait for your spot.
I know.
Okay, I've decided to use my signature Toby's Take music for this segment. So, Alex, please get ready to play it.
Will do.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and Ishvan, Leprechaun and I are proud to debut our new segment. It's called,
You Can't Make This Up.
Okay, go. Our first story comes from right here. Chicago's rat hole removed after city determines sidewalk with animal impression was damaged.
That's right. The rat hole is gone. A Chicago sidewalk landmark some residents affectionately call the rat hole was removed Wednesday after city officials determined the section bearing the imprint of an animal was damaged and needed to be replaced.
The imprint has been a quirk, the residential block in Chicago's north side neighborhood of Roscoe Village. The attention, however, quickly grew old for neighbors who complained about visitors at all hours, sometimes leaving coins and other items scattered across the sidewalk. Plus, many in the neighborhood argue that the imprint was actually caused by a squirrel.
That story was nuts.
Our next story comes from Michigan. Children race to collect marshmallows dropped from a helicopter at a Detroit area park.
Dateline, Southfield, Michigan. It rained marshmallows at a suburban Detroit park on Friday as children raced to snatch up thousands of the gooey treats being dropped from a helicopter.
Hundreds of children waved and cheered as the helicopter passed by on its way to the drop zone. Once there, a passenger dumped the treats out of a sack onto the grass below, and children darted to collect them.
Officials stressed that although the fluffy treats were tempting, they must not be eaten because they had hit the ground. Instead, kids exchanged marshmallows they collected for a prize bag containing candy, a coloring book, and a one-day pass to the water park.
Some more stories like that, please.
Very good. Some more. And finally, a story near and dear to me heart. A rare green puppy, Pistachio, is born in Italy.
So far, this year has been an unpredictable one, to say the least. But things got even stranger for Italian farmer Christian Melacci when his dog, Spallaccia, gave birth to a puppy with green fur. The tiny pooch was immediately named Pistachio.
Oh, the puppy was part of a 5-dog litter born at the farm on the Mediterranean island of Sardinia. Pistachio's brothers and sisters all had white fur, the same color as their mother.
A dog born with green fur is very rare. It is believed to be the result of the puppy making contact with a green pigment called biliverdin while in the womb. Mr. Malocci has decided to keep Pistachio, who will help him herd sheep on the farm.
Oh, that's so nice. I just hope the work doesn't turn out to be too rough. Oh, back to you, Ishvan.
Wow. You guys, that was great. I absolutely love the idea of wacky and weird news. I think that is a home run right out of the gate. Awesome job.
Thank you. High five, Toby.
Thanks, Ishvan. Okay, so can we make this a regular feature?
Oh, absolutely. And I really do need you two to steer the ship this summer while I'm out playing shows.
You can count on us.
Oh, yeah, we'll do a really, really good job, I promise.
Okay, how about we wrap up, hop in the car, and I get you guys the first of many Slurpees.
Shotgun.
Hey, that's not fair. If I sit in the back, I get car sick.
All right. Sit in the way back, and then we'll make faces at people in the other car.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, guys, thank you for tuning into today's show. And be extra sure that you are checking my Bands in Town calendar at ishvansongs.com to find all of my concert dates, including the new ones. And get ready for the new album and all the fun stuff I'll have to go along with it. It's going to be an action-packed summer and beyond. And I hope to see you all back here for the next episode of Ishvan's Imaginary Podcast. But until then, I'm Ishvan. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hi, guys. It's Ishvan.
And Toby.
And we want to thank everyone for listening to the show.
Yeah. And we also want to remind everyone to help us keep the show commercial-free by going to Ishvan's Venmo virtual tip jar at Ishvan Songs.
Yeah, that's ISTVANSONGS. And leave a much-appreciated tip, big or small, to keep the podcast going into the new year.
Yeah, because we love making this show, and every little bit helps.
Again, that's at Ishvan Songs via Venmo. Thanks, you guys, from all of us at Ishvan's Imaginary Podcast.
Bye, you guys.